Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon. 2 hours from now, I'll be with Bill O'Brien at Damon's to take your calls on the Penn State Sports Network and the Penn State Football Show. Between now and then, though, I'd like to hear from you. Get your thoughts, your comments at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 on the Lenape Solar Hotline. Powered by Lenape Solar. You can always go to LenapeSolar.com. That Lenape Solar Hotline's already been busy today because we brought in Brian Barnhart today, the play-by-play voice of Illinois football, who joined us in the last half hour of the show and gave us really a comprehensive rundown on Illinois football. And we'd like to hear from you now. Get your questions, your comments, whatever direction you want to take the show in, we'd love to hear it. You want to talk about baseball and what they're doing with Washington, Baltimore? Great. You want to talk about the playoff situation, the second wild card? Great. You want to talk about the state of college football? Fine. You want to talk about the state of the Big Ten? Fine. The lack of quality level NFL quarterbacks in the Big Ten, which we've talked about. The NFL referees returning, as we told you yesterday on the show, right? And I think we're the only ones that talked about this yesterday on the show, that NFL referees were going to work tonight's Baltimore-Cleveland game. And they are. And Ed Hockley is a big reason why they are going to be as prepared as they are for all this, because he held teleconference seminars every Tuesday the last 6 weeks. And nearly 110 officials on the average out of 121 were on those conference calls. They had quizzes emailed to them. They've discussed new rules, and you name it. And, again, he's going to be a big reason why. I know that Kevin's kidded before about Ed Hockley, because obviously it looks like he could take a Sunbury Motors vehicle and toss it over a hedge.
I would never question a call Ed Hockley made.
No.
That is not a good health move.
Exactly. But they will be as prepared as possible because the professional in Ed Hockley was determined to make sure that they will find out already starting tonight in Baltimore with the Browns and the Ravens. Sarah Bartlett, by the way, will be at the game tonight. Today's show being brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484. That is 800-609-9484. Visit online at REWfinancial.com. We're in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, right there by the beautiful Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Love the Susquehanna Valley, my man. Great to be on every single day in the Susquehanna Valley. Danville High School football.
Yes.
Let's get to that for a moment. I know, Kevin, you have had an opportunity to put together a preview on that game.
I did. Danville Ironmen take on the Central Columbia Blue Jays, and this is going to be a big, big game in AA. Not really in the Heartland Conference, because one plays in Division I, the other plays in a different division, but they're both AA schools. So when it comes to district points and district standings, there's a lot going on here, not to mention the fact that it is a huge rivalry over the last several decades. Jim Kaiser is the head coach of the Danville Ironmen and joined me earlier today on the Lenape Solar Hotline, and that's one of the things we talked about, was this longtime rivalry and now two undefeated teams to boot. That makes this game enormous.
Well, we've been rivals with them since I was in high school, and it doesn't matter what the records are. You're always going to have a great game, and this year with both teams being four, it ought to be a dandy.
You have a running back with Isaiah Crawl that has done a great job over the last couple of years, really started to come on a little bit last year. Talk about how he's evolved here this year to be kind of the go-to back for the most part.
Well, last year at the end of the season, he really got his feet underneath him and started to really take off there in the last four games. And the playoff game, he had a great game. He just had the one mistake. And this year, he's really stepped into that role and been a great, great back for us. Really got into reading his blocks and setting up blocks for Sam. So he's just been an outstanding back for us.
You know, you had a couple of real big battles the last few weeks. Shamokin, one of those games, really helps to have a solid field goal kicker, and that helped out in the Shamokin game, too, with Riley kicking that field goal.
Well, Shane's an outstanding kicker, especially for a sophomore. We've been fortunate the last 4 years. We've had some great kickers with Dylan Friday and Robbie Riley and now Shane Riley. And, you know, especially with this game Friday night, it may come down to him. So, you know, last week he was out, and this week we're going to have him back. So we're thrilled about that.
Now, where's your comfort zone when it comes to the field goal? Most coaches would say, well, you know, we have to have the ball inside the 20 before I think about it. You know, as you said, you've had some kickers over the last several years that I would think it's got to be a little further out your comfort zone.
Yeah, we like to make sure that, you know, inside of 45, we're pretty confident. Anything out after that, we'll try, but we've got to be we've got to be in a situation where it's not going to hurt us. So, yeah, inside of 45, we're pretty comfortable.
Jim, what's your key for the game on Friday night? Is it going to be the defensive battle?
I think it's going to be a defensive battle. Both offenses are very good, but, you know, I think we have a really good defense, and I know Central has a great defense. They're a little bit more dynamic with what they do. We're going to be a, you know, bread and butter, run the football type of team, but I think both defenses are going to be huge in this game.
You talk about defense. You're running a 3-5 and had a chance to see a little bit of the game against Milton. It looked like that 3-5 was giving up a little bit more yards than you were comfortable with, but had the opportunities really to shut things down when it counted, especially in the red zone. How's your team evolved defensively since week one?
Well, we started a whole new defensive line in that ball game and three new linebackers. So, you know, we thought we were going to struggle a little bit, but they've got more comfortable with what they're doing on defense, what we're doing on defense. My defensive coordinator, Bill Freeman, does a great job of scheming everything, and the kids are really getting more confident with what they're doing because of he usually puts them in a good spot. They just got to make the plays now.
Is this one of those games with everything, you know, setting up the way it is in Double A that you really don't have to say anything to locker room to get them pumped up tomorrow night?
Well, absolutely not. Just being Central, we really don't have to say anything because it's such a rivalry for us. But, yeah, the kids know that we're both tied atop the District 4 standings, and whoever gets this game is going to be in the driver's seat for the playoffs. So, yeah, there's not a whole lot of pumping up to do this week. They'll be ready.
Well, this is one of those games that if you don't have any allegiance anywhere and you just want to see a good football game, this would be a good one to pick. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us, and I know you have practice underway now. We'll let you get back to it.
All right, thank you very much.
Coach Jim Kaiser of the Danville Ironmen joining us on the Lenape Solar Hotline.
I always like to pick out a couple of high school football games every week to preview here on the show because Sunbury Broadcasting family is, what, four high school football games every Friday night?
Absolutely. It's busy up here Friday nights. Shikellamy Loyal Sock here on WKOK Friday night. Berwick is at Sealands Grove. That'll be on Eagle 107. And Carson Long heads to Milton on 1380 WMLP, and on 100.9 The Valley, it's Shamokin and Lewisburg.
So there you go. That's a big night. And you go to Loyal Sock. It's going to be a tough game.
Loyal Sock coming off of a huge win on the road in the Silver Bowl in Mount Carmel, and they really early on in that game dominated Mount Carmel. One of the things I think that surprised, well, quite honestly, all of us that were watching that game from afar was the speed of Loyal Sock in that game. Mount Carmel's a quick team, and Loyal Sock was just a step or two faster and jumped out to an early lead and then hung on for a close win. But, you know, if you're Coach Todd Tilford of the Shikellamy Braves, you have to be thinking, great, here we go. You know, we're headed up to Loyal Sock after a huge win. That's wonderful.
Or Loyal Sock has a letdown.
Well, yeah, big game letdown is the possibility. Absolutely right.
Sometimes you look around and you feel pretty good about yourself. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get smacked in the mouth while you're out there feeling pretty good about yourself.
You know, the Selins Grove matchup with Berwick is going to be an interesting one. This is, I think, the first time Selins Grove and Berwick have matched up with the legendary coach George Curry at the helm of the Bulldogs. And let's see, Shamokin Lewisburg, that's going to be another good one. Lewisburg coming off of a big win on the road against Shikellamy. Shikellamy playing much better on Friday night than they did the previous Monday against Selins Grove. But Lewisburg hanging on for that one. And Shamokin right now, yeah, really, really hungry for a win.
Absolutely. So that's how things stack up. And again, the commitment here to high school sports, off the charts. And that's why we have so many quality matchups for you. And,
We showed you the Danville side. You know, Jason Hippensteel, head coach of the Central Columbia Blue Jays, has done an outstanding job. You know, Steve, you talk about times where you pay your dues, you take your lumps with a young team, and you
absolutely
know that
you take plenty of them. It's a lot of growing pains. The only thing you worry about when you're in that process is if your kids are losing confidence. That's why they've always been that talk about rather play a kid one game too late than one game too early. It's because of that.
Well, Jason and his staff have done a great job the last 2 years playing a lot of those young guys, taking their lumps, keeping them positive, you know, struggling to get a win. And now it's really paying off as those kids grow up and they're looking at an undefeated season right now going into a game with Danville that has a lot at stake for the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fabulous for them. And it's great when a team can grow together, because once some parts fall into place, then it becomes fun. Ravens and Browns tonight. We'll talk about that in a moment and preview that game for you. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484. That's 800-609-9484. Or visit online at rewfinancial.com. The beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and that Let It Be Solar Hotline, which has been active today with interviews at 1-800-795-9565, is powered by Let It Be Solar. You can always go to LetItBeSolar.com. We'll come back, talk a little NFL, take your calls here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
Everything is on sale at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln. Everything is on sale.
And we mean everything.
New, used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. All priced at blowout pricing for this once-in-a-lifetime sale. Every one of the stylish, most fuel-efficient cars in America discounted to sell.
Sell. Sell.
Check it out. A 40 mpg Elantra, Elantra Coupe, and Elantra GT. All priced under 20 grand.
Not bad for being the 2012 North American Car of the Year.
Also, the sporty Veloster, priced under 20 grand. And if that doesn't blow your mind, how about the beautiful Sonata, also available at around 20,000 bucks? And if you're looking for a used car, we've got hundreds to choose from, all at the lowest prices of the year. So if you're in the market or even thinking about it, there is only one place to stop. One place to stop. Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Because right now, everything is on sale. And we mean everything.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's On the Mark program. Tomorrow, Ben Reichle returns for another raucous Friday open phone session on the Mark, 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hola, buenos dias, bonjour. Welcome. Trilingual.
We're just not ruckus.
Well, anything that has Reichle involved,
That's ruckus. You're right.
Okay. I mean, you are talking pure ruckus and pure raucous. Anything that is likely involved headed in that direction. All right. Ravens and Browns tonight. The Ravens have a chance to go out to a 3-1 record in the opening four games. The Steelers have the week off. Ravens play just well enough defensively. Ed Reed is just one of the great defenders this game has seen. I think he and Troy Polamalu and Darrell Revis have been the three signature defensive backs of this era in the National Football League. And the problem with Polamalu is that Reed plays every game. Polamalu watches almost as often as he plays now. He's out too many games. I've really felt he was one of the top 10 defensive backs, or one of the top 10 players, not just defensive. I felt that he's one of the top 10 players in the NFL in the last decade. You can't be that if you're not playing. Polamalu is what missed the last two games again.
Yep.
I mean, Reed doesn't miss games. Reed just plays. You know, Ray Lewis has certainly lost a step. There's no doubt about that. They don't have Suggs either. They, you know, New England hung 30 on him.
Yeah, but Flacco, Ray Rice isn't. I was just going to say, but Flacco's throwing the ball all over the field offensively, so it's no big deal. They're actually moving the ball.
Well, that's my point that I was getting to. The difference now is that Joe Flacco has developed into a top-flight quarterback. He may not be Breeze. He may not be Brady. I think he has to win a Super Bowl first to get there. He's not Eli Manning, but he has been better. I mean, you know, it comes down to when you sit there and look at a quarterback, a lot of it comes down to how do they handle the moment when it's a rush, you're down, you need to make a play or plays, and are you the calmest guy in the field making the plays? He has become, in a lot of ways, the calmest guy on the field making the plays. Against the Steelers, drove them downfield, won the game with 8 seconds to go with a touchdown pass. Against the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, Super Bowl on the line, mediocre conditions, drove his team down. Lee Evans dropped the ball in the end zone, a well-thrown ball. They settled for a field goal that would take care of business. Wide left, Patriots go to Indianapolis. Patriots game the other night, down two. Drives them downfield, and he does so in the air. Puts them in position. Tucker hits the field goal. Timeout Bill Belichick. They reset. Tucker tries it again. Barely clears this time as it goes over the upright. And, of course, led to Bill Belichick eventually getting fined. So he has done that in the clutch, and they have Ray Rice, which makes the play-action pass game incredibly effective. Michael Orr is really good at that tackle spot. You can talk about the movie all you want. The guy's a good football player. And Baltimore is a dangerous team. They're a dangerous team. And Flacco's made them a dangerous team. He has grown into the job. Cleveland
is Cleveland.
Well, which was, I mean, they were the Ravens. I mean, let's not forget the Ravens, the Browns. Cleveland had, up until they moved to Baltimore, about as storied a history as anybody in the National Football League. Under Paul Brown, 4 AFC championships, the All-America Football Conference in the late 40s, absorbed by the NFL in the merger, along with the Colts and the Niners, and then went to 6 straight NFL championship games. Paul Brown, Otto Graham,
Graham, Miriam Motley, Dub Jones, Burt Jones's dad. Don Shula was the defensive back on that team. To the Jim Brown era with Frank Ryan, Gary Collins, Blanton Collier as a coach, to Leroy Kelly, to Brian Sipe, where they lost that playoff game to Oakland when they inexplicably threw the ball in lousy conditions when a field goal would have won it for them. The 98-yard drive by Denver that put Denver in the Super Bowl. The Ernest Byner fumble that put Denver in the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship games. A storied history. But then when the franchise moved to Baltimore and then they came back as an expansion team, even though they picked up the history part of it, they've been to the playoffs one time with Kelly Holcomb at quarterback, and Pittsburgh won a wild playoff game against them. Wild game. Brandon Whedon, older but still inexperienced at quarterback. Trent Richardson has a chance to be a great running back. Joe Thomas, one of the better left tackles in the NFL. Losing that opening game by a point to Philadelphia really hurt. There's fragility for Cleveland, and that was the kind of game that emotionally could have swung them in the right direction. So is it a great matchup tonight? Cleveland's defense is good enough to make it a good matchup tonight. I think the winning number in this game is probably going to be 20. But Baltimore is developing into a team that is moving into the favorite spot to win the AFC. Because remember, after the Ravens game is done tonight, they're a quarter of the way through the season. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Final half hour coming up on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Advice line is open at 1-800-795-9565.
Hi, welcome to Ask Steve. You're on the line.
What should I do about this? I buy a new tie. Seahawks Tate now admits he pushed off. Well, gee, I mean.
Well, thank you for that information.
Yeah. I was confused. So I'm glad he cleared it up. I pushed off. We know you pushed off. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. All right, a little high school talk. Ken in Milton. Hi, Ken.
Hi, fellas. How are you this evening?
Great to hear from you, Ken.
Yeah, great. But where were you last week?
You know what? Things come up, things happen. I was out lending my expertise to somebody else, and it didn't work out real well for them either. So I'm back with you guys this week.
Oh, great.
Well, I don't want to alienate Steve, but real quickly, I touch on State, Penn State a little bit. 2-2, yeah, things could be better, but things could be worse. I honestly expected when the transition came after Joe left, and we certainly didn't expect it to be under these circumstances, but I expected a transition period where things weren't going to be exactly as they are have been in the past. And, you know, it's happened. It's happened in Alabama in the past. It happened in Oklahoma. It's happened in Notre Dame. These things happen. But I got to say, and I've said it before, I really like the things that are going on with Bill O'Brien. I like the direction the team's going, and I think I'm most excited to see what he will do with a quarterback that he has under his tutelage for a period of 3 or 4 years. And I just wanted to touch on that. Again, I didn't want to alienate and give Kevin all the glory here.
Well, I think that Bill O'Brien, I think, would love to have Matt McGloin another year. I think that's one of the things that's painting him right now is that he has a quarterback that is gradually getting exactly what he wants. And in the non-conference season, the two quarterbacks in the Big Ten that distinguished themselves that may have played better at their spots within their respective systems than anybody else would be Matt McGloin at Penn State and Braxton Miller at Ohio State. I don't think any other quarterbacks in the Big Ten played in their respective systems better than those two did.
I think of all the quarterbacks that I've seen in the Big Ten this year, and I don't say this with a degree of bias. I honestly would take McGloin. I think he's developed well, and you know, he's paid his dues, but it's a very quarterback-friendly system with what appears to be a very quarterback-friendly coaching staff, and it's exciting. And we have some long years to go through, but I'll go through them with this guy.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ken.
Kevin, real quick on the high school end here, a couple of very exciting games. I really like this Danville Central game this week. I mean, I really, really like this. When you throw in the fact that it could be a preview of something that happens here in week 11 or 12 or even 13, I haven't seen firsthand both teams, but I've seen enough of both teams via TV. I just think this is a great, exciting football game for the area.
Well, that's what we were talking about earlier in the hour with Coach Jim Kaiser of the Danville Ironmen. This is a great matchup. These are two teams that have started with a lot of young players and have grown them over the last couple of years. Central, I think, has done it with a little more growing pains than maybe Danville has. But you're right. This one has all the makings of a preview of the postseason.
I'm going to give a slight edge only because these Danville kids, even if they weren't starters, they come through with JV on the sidelines. They've been through this type of scenario. They've had some slugfest with Lewisburg here recently. They've been through this kind of thing before. That's the only edge I give. Great game. Another game of interest, and I think the Sealers go Berwick game, and it's not a league game. It really doesn't have big playoff implications because it's pretty much a given that Sealers Grove is going to roll through in AAA. They can't say that. Me as a fan, I can say that. In District 4, they're going to dominate it. They're going to get into the state playoffs. This is a big game for them to play a quality opponent again. And even though Berwick got knocked off by Valley West last week, this is still a good football team with a good quarterback and obviously a pretty darn good coach. I think this is a pivotal game for Sealands Grove to put them at 5-0, to set them on their way to get the ship sailing towards the playoffs.
This is one of those games that I think from Sealands Grove's standpoint, you'll see where you match up when it comes to inter-district play.
Exactly, point.
Berwick's coming out of District 2, so you won't see them in the playoffs. Sealands Grove obviously in District 4. So this is one of those games you see where you match up with in at least the eastern part of the state. And I like it. There's a lot of great storylines in here. That's what makes it an intriguing game to me, too.
Well, it's unfortunate for Sealands Grove being a AAA team in a weak AAA district, and I'm not saying the league or the area, they get their games with Mount Carmel and Southern and some of the other maybe rivalry games, but they don't get to experience without scheduling adventurously a Trinity. It was Mannheim Central a couple of years ago and a Berwick. They have to schedule those games to get them prepped for the places they want to go in the playoffs because they're capable of getting there. One other real quick note, and I'm going to let you go then. This Lewisburg-Shamokin game kind of interests me because I think Shamokin's a better football team than their record. And at the risk of maybe offending somebody out there, this is a game that, 15, 20 years ago, Shamokin would have never have dreamed scheduling. And I think it's kind of interesting how things come full circle. I'm going to take my upset of the week is Shamokin to knock off Lewisburg. And I know everybody's going to call me crazy, and that's fine. That's what I call you guys for. But
you're insane.
I love it. Hey, have a great football weekend, fellas, and I'll talk to you next week.
Hey, the only thing I would add to that is if Shamokin, I agree with you. I think they are a better team than their record shows, but they have to figure out a way to stop making mistakes in the red zone. That has been costly.
No, absolutely. And this is not a bad Lewisburg team they're facing, obviously. Brandon Smith might be the best all-around football player in this entire area.
Yeah, I got a good look at him last week. He's not bad.
This kid is capable of just taking control of a game. And he's not the kind of kid that breaks off with flashing speed or anything, but when you turn and look, all of a sudden he's got 12, 13, 14 tackles. He's got 80, 90 yards of rushing. He's got 50 yards receiving, that kind of a kid. But I just think I think Shamokin is ready to kind of break. I think this is the week they do it, and if they don't, well, golly gee, I'm wrong again. Hey, take care, fellas. Have a great weekend.
Ken, it's always great to hear from you. Great insight.
Thanks, Ken.
Fabulous. Our number is 1-800-795-9565 on the Lenape Solar Hotline. Great to have Ken on board today.
Didn't seem like Thursday without him last week.
No, I really kind of missed out on that. We missed out on that. So got him back in there. Great news. All right. Our number 1-800-795-9565, and yes, it is a big weekend. Penn State's on the road, though, this time. So with the running nits on the road, noon kickoff against the Fighting Illini. We have Brian Barnhart on the last hour, the play-by-play voice of Illinois. And one thing he pointed out right away, they're really banged up. Banged up at a bunch of spots, as a matter of fact, especially the offensive line. Really banged up. So that's, you know, Graham Posick, who had been out with a knee injury, been their starting center. Jake Feldmeyer started last week. And Feldmeyer is going to start again because Posick is going to start at tackle in place of Hugh Thornton, who is out. So, I mean, so that's where they are right now. I mean, they've been banged up, I think, more so than they thought they were going to be. And that certainly is going to be an issue. I mean, does Penn State worry about that? No, Penn State's been ultra banged up throughout the course of the season anyway. This week, it turns out they're probably in pretty good shape injury-wise. Virtually everyone who's been on the injury list is going to play.
Including one rather talented running back?
Bill Belton is playing this week, yes. And
that's what you said earlier in the week, too.
Yeah, he is going to play. So that is not going to be an issue. He will be back. And he'll give the running game a little more jump. He's somebody that, with his quickness, I think he'll give them more jump in the running game. Of course, he can always be effective coming out of the backfield as well. And, you know, this is it, you know. It's interesting listening to everybody when it comes to the backs. Like, wow, it's a crowded situation in the backfield. 2 weeks ago, it was like, they have nobody left.
Who's going to be in the backfield now?
Who's going to be the guy?
You know, I was thinking this the other day when you were setting up this game. We were talking about some of the outside storylines. Earlier in the year, we had a couple of callers say they were interested to see what happens when Penn State goes on the road this year. And you've seen it already once this year. This is the first road trip in the Big Ten. What was your impression of the way the fans outside of State College treated the team, and what do you think you'll see this weekend?
Well, In Virginia, I didn't see anything. Okay, to be honest with you, I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything that was a problem. I didn't see any incidents that took place. Nothing. The Virginia fans couldn't have treated. In fact, I can tell you right now from a press box point of view, I mean, just in terms of my personal treatment. Hi, it's great to have you here. We're thrilled. You know, I mean, polite. I mean, every step of the way, polite, 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 polite.
But that's not, that's Virginia. That's not a league opponent. That's not a rival or anything like that.
I understand.
Yeah. What do you suspect you'll see this weekend?
Ohio State and Wisconsin fans last year were not a problem. And what do I expect this weekend? I don't expect much. I really don't expect much of anything. Okay? I really don't. You know, I think you'll have an immature element out there. Okay? I mean, there's always going to be an immature element. But I don't worry about such things. And, you know, maybe part of it is because I'm in the press box. I don't know. But I know that when I've done talk shows on other stations within the conference and taking calls and the whole thing, it's been business as usual. I haven't encountered anything. You know, I've been asked about, you know, how are they handling the situation and things like that. I mean, that stuff I've been asked about. But not about anything else. Nobody's been rude. Look, most people have class. Okay, so I'm not.
You know, to me, I would think the Penn State fans have a little bit more that they could complain about making the trip out to Illinois because of the way the recruiting situation had been handled.
Right. I understand that. I understand. You know, it's the Illinois situation is it's different. I know that some people are upset. For example, the Blue Band is making the trip. Okay. So the Blue Band's making the trip. And there's some people are upset that they will not be able to play in the pregame. They're going to play only at halftime. Well, I don't know what Illinois has planned for how they handle pregame and so forth. I mean, everybody handles it differently. But I know the Blue Band's going to be out there. Well, they'll be a part of the atmosphere as to what goes on. And I don't worry about such things. Do you expect to hear the ignorant, uninformed make their usual comments? It's a little more difficult for that to happen when it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
For multiple reasons.
You know what I mean? I mean, the game is actually at 11 a.m. out there.
Right, that eliminates the inebriation factor.
Yes, that eliminates the, it's an 8 o'clock game. I've been out here since 9. I bet you have. Okay? Well, when the game's at 11 in the morning, it's steak and eggs and bacon and sausage and...
Mimosas are the worst you're looking at there. Right.
And, boy, I had a rough night last night.
Good point. Good point.
That's what you end up with. So, I don't think it's as much of an issue because of that. All right. And look, and you play. You're insulated from these people anyway. I mean, you're standing at the 50-yard line. You're 60 yards away from some of these people. You know. That's why I always say, go in and root for your team and have a good time. Don't be the fan that everybody turns around and go, whoa, you're embarrassing us. Don't be that guy. All right. Numbers 1-800-795-9565 and the Lenape Solar Hotline. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. And, of course, we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We'll wrap it up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Everything is on sale at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln. Everything is on sale.
And we mean everything.
New, used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. All priced at blowout pricing for this once-in-a-lifetime sale. Every one of the stylish, most fuel-efficient cars in America discounted to sell.
Sell. Sell.
Check it out. A 40 mpg Elantra, Elantra Coupe, and Elantra GT. All priced under 20 grand.
Not bad for being the 2012 North American Car of the Year.
Also, the sporty Veloster, priced under 20 grand. And if that doesn't blow your mind, how about the beautiful Sonata, also available at around 20,000 bucks? And if you're looking for a used car, we've got hundreds to choose from, all at the lowest prices of the year. So if you're in the market or even thinking about it, there is only one place to stop. One place to stop. Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Because right now, everything is on sale. And we mean everything.
It's All Steve Jones Thursday today on WKOK.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to have the deep voice guy do a line like that.
Sure. Absolutely. Oh, man. Yeah, that's fun. You can do that. Tonight, Bill O'Brien, 6:05 until 7 o'clock. Bill will get there about 10 after. You know, you always go through something like this, like, you know, with a head coach, and all the coaches I've worked with over the years have been just great to deal with. I mean, just great to deal with. And the coaches I've dealt with come off a practice field and get right into a show, and even though they must be, you know, or a practice court, they must be still running through in their heads you know, what just happened in practice. I wonder if I should keep that play in. You know what I mean?
Did you ever have a coach come into one of these coaches' shows and just start going, yeah, Steve, it was great? Just be in coach mode outside instead of the indoor microphone voice.
Nope.
I've always wondered how you turn the switch as a coach.
Nope. You know, Joe would come in and he'd say, I'm tired. You know, or he'd come in and he'd say, you know, we're pretty good tonight. You know, just off the air privately. You know? So, you know, I mean, that's, so that, I mean, I've had that before, but, you know, Patrick Chambers usually comes in set to go. Yeah.
He puts the headset on and he's automatically in go mode.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. That's the way, that's my impression. That's my impression of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he'd be in go mode. And, yeah, he'd be set to go. He's always set to go with this thing. So. And Bill's pretty much like that, too. He comes in, he sits down, he's ready to go.
By the way, we were talking Ravens-Browns earlier. What did you say your score was for this game? You didn't predict the score. You just said that
20 was the winning number.
But you didn't say who had the winning number.
Oh, Baltimore will win the game.
I was just hoping.
No, Baltimore will win the game. Then this is just not, you know. It's just the Browns aren't good enough.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
You know, and I'm not saying that to put them down. The Browns just aren't good enough. Yet. Now, I think the Browns will get to the point where they're like Detroit, where you accumulate enough high draft picks over a period of time where you really put together a good football team. So, you know, I think that, you know, I think that you do get to that stage where you accumulate, where suddenly, you know, there's a Joe Thomas in a combination with a Trent Richardson, in combination with a Brandon Wheaton, in combination with that receiver you've been looking for. You know what I mean? And that's what happened with Detroit. Matthew Stafford was then in combination with Calvin Johnson, and the defense had Nick Fairley along with Ndamukong Suh. You know what I mean? Because they accumulated enough high draft picks over a period of time. Makes a difference. Our thanks to Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484. Visit online at rewfinancial.com.